How you feeling today?
Good.
Anything been resolved in terms of talking to
you? You know, I just talked to Girardi, and, you know, I kind of apologized to him and just had a bad day. Had a bad day yesterday. And reflecting on it and stuff, just everything, all the frustration just came out. And trying to move on, and I appreciate if you guys let me do that.
You talk to Brian?
Not yet. I will.
You plan to do the same? Tell him the same?
Yeah, just talk to him a little bit, you know, and let some things out, and, you know, and move on.
Well, hey, yesterday, I wasn't here, but I was told that you talked to Byron Locker and accepted that you were in the lineup, you're hitting 97.
That's not had nothing to do with anything.
No, but I'm saying between that time and then about 2 hours later, that's when you spoke to Joe. What happened in that period?
Nothing. Just took BP and took grounders, and, you know, I did tweak my back a little bit, you know, and I took that as an excuse, to tell the truth. You know, and just needed a day.
Corey, if you were going to do this again, you know, go back to yesterday, is there one thing you want to say differently? I mean, you physically couldn't play, but would you have told them that? Or is there anything else you would have done differently?
You know, I don't know. I think you learn from your mistakes, and I think I'm learning from this.
Corey, just to be clear, if it wasn't about hitting ninth, what did you feel compelled to apologize for?
The way everything, you know, everything transpired, you know. I think people need to understand, and, you know, how everything is happened, and, you know, and why, you know, sometimes you just, frustration just comes out, you know, and it did.
Was it your impression that Joe is willing to let this, as you say, just put it behind you guys?
Yeah, I think the conversation was about that.
Okay. Well, why did you decide, what over from last night leaving to today kind of went through your mind to say, you know what, I need to go into the manager's office, I need to do it?
Well, just in case they were, you know, like, second-guessing, you know, that I didn't want to play and stuff like that. It's not all about that, you know. You guys know that I want to be out there, and just, you know, frustration just took over, you know.
Do you plan to speak to your teammates at all? Is that necessary?
I don't think it is. If you know, I'll talk to some of the guys, and if they need, you know, they need an apology, I apologize right now. I mean, I'm apologizing right now, but I don't think they know me.
I think Joe, from what he said to us, understood the struggles you've been through, that everything might have come down on you all in one day. Is that what basically happened?
Pretty much.
I mean, for a guy like you who's had a great career, I could see where it would be very tough to be in the situation you're in right now.
You know what? Everything happens for a reason. You learn from your mistakes, and you move on, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Or did you just have to sleep on it, or did you have to get with other people you talked to between yesterday and today?
Yeah, like I said yesterday, I needed to talk to some of my, you know, my closest people, and everybody came to the same agreement, and I was the one pretty much talking. I needed to, you know, let the fans know too that I would never back down off a game.
Did you talk to Derek too?
Or? Yeah, I talked to him.
Jorge, you've done a lot as a championship caliber player, maybe a borderline whole thing, that kind of stuff. Are you concerned that a bad day does some damage to your reputation?
Everybody has a bad day. I think I just had one yesterday. And, you know, and trying to move on. Like I said, you know, I want to do that. I keep saying it. And I hope you guys understand that too.
Okay, in your initial meeting with Joe yesterday, when he told you you were batting ninth, did he say anything else about your playing time in terms of what it'll be going forward?
No, I don't think that needs to be addressed. That wasn't the issue anyway.
Or you're not in the lineup today, but could you play physically?
Yeah,
able to play today?
Yeah, I think so.
Jorge, did this weigh on you yesterday and as you left the park? I mean, did you sleep well, or was this something that you gave a lot of thought to?
That's not important, you know. I think I talked to myself, and, I had just one of those things that
I needed to address, and I'm doing it in front of you guys. I think, you know, it's just one of those days that you hope you can take back.
Really, the overriding issues here, to some degree, is about you hitting. You know, like if you're hitting, that kind of takes care of a lot of stuff, right? And if you kind of get back to where your career was, do you still have this self-confidence after everything that's happened, where you are right now on May 15th, that you can be a productive major hitter?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. Yes, sir.
Jorge, are you not in there tonight because it's Lester and you've had trouble hitting right-handed?
I don't think
year?
That's the case, sir. I don't think... I think it's just, I don't think that's the issue, you know.
How would you characterize your relationship with Brian right now?
We need to talk. That's it.
Well, I realize this is a hypothetical, but if you could go back to yesterday and you're 5 minutes from walking into Joe's office, would you do anything differently? Would you change anything you did?
But it doesn't, what is done is done, and you need to acknowledge that. And you gotta take care of your actions, and I think we had a good meeting today.
Corey, what bothered you most about the way the whole day went down? Was there any part of it that
Pretty much the whole day. Yeah.
After the game last night, Joe said he could relate to the frustrations of a player who's struggling because he's been through that. When you heard him say that, did that inspire you to go in and have that conversation with him because you felt like he might be more understanding?
Joe's been on my side, and I think it's just we got to understand that we're trying to do something here special, and it's about the team now. It's not about Jorge Posada, it's not about Joe Girardi, it's about the Yankees, and I let some people down.
Jorge, you had said last night that you felt a little bit disrespected by the organization. Is that something that you worked to get beyond?
I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk to the people that I need to talk to, and that's it. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.